The sudden explosion wasn't the first clue that all was not as it should be in this supposedly abandoned saltpeter mining town in the Atacama Desert, at high elevation west of the Chilean Andes, but it was the most emphatic. And it almost knocked her over. Bethan Wilcox, former Army Intelligence PsyOps, technically an Army Ranger and current member of Alaska Force, had already had the sinking feeling this particular op was heading south. That queasy little twist down in her gut that she'd learned to trust implicitly in a different desert long ago. But inklings and gut feelings were one thing. A bone-rattling C4 blast was another.
"Who knows we're here?"
came a pissed-off growl over her comm unit. Even with her ears ringing, Bethan knew the speaker without him having to identify himself. Jonas Crow, who was a great many things, all of them complicated. But most important for her purposes at the moment, he was in charge of this operation.
"Report!"
"Holding steady," Bethan replied, easing out from the protection of the structure she'd been hunkered down behind. It was dilapidated at best and bore the evidence of misery and regime changes in its bullet holes and vandalization, but it had kept her safe. She scanned the open, arid square ringed with empty, decrepit buildings, trying to see who had found them here so she could work on how. But there was nothing to see, just the same old empty nitrate town that was rumored to have once been a dictator's favorite place to stash dissidents. It had taken them 3 days to climb the 3,000 feet from sea level, moving only under the cover of night in almost complete radio silence as they picked their way through the distant gunfire of drug lord and mafia-controlled territories to access the town. Bethan could have sworn they hadn't been seen, much less followed. That likely meant the threat had been waiting for them here, not stalking them across the desert. Bethan turned that over in her head as the rest of the team checked in. Rory Lockwood, former Green Beret. New Alaska Force hire August Vaz from Army Night Stalker. And Griffin Cisneros, former Marine Sniper.
"Could be a coincidence," Griffin bit out in that cold voice of his. "There are landmines all over this area."
"Do you still have that line of sight, Bethan?"
Jonas asked in that same low growl of his, though, as always, there was the way he said her name. Bethan was a professional. She had just spent 3 days creeping through this bright, dry slice of elevated hell, keeping altitude sickness at bay by sheer force of will, always keenly aware that she was the only female member of Alaska Force. Meaning she always, always had more to prove.